Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. When we need capital, we turn to banks as one major source of revenue to fund our acquisitions and consumption. We pay the price in interest and principal over time to provide what we want now. Our automobile loan or mortgage is but one iteration of this banking world that does not include the bank's own investments with our funds in companies, bonds, capital projects, where, too, there is an actuarial calculation based on the bank's estimates of its corporate profits, dividends to shareholders, salaries and bonuses, and other self-fulfilling returns. Banks thrive, but as we have learned from various crises over the past decades, they too can miscalculate and fail. Scale up to global investments beyond even the central banks of the most economically developed nations, and there you will find the world's bankers. The World Bank and International Monetary Funds that make massive loans to nation states to build infrastructure, incentivize economic development with finely calculated interest payments and debt structures that can transform an economy and landscape with little or no accountability beyond press releases, development reports, and post-consequence rationalizations that leave the price to pay on national balance sheets or in the victims' hands when such investments go awry. The World Bank is the engine that keeps global capitalism going. Its projects are enormous and reflect the value system that has driven growth worldwide since the mid-20th century, the insatiable growth with accompanying exploitation of natural resources that now can be seen as not just an attack on nature, but as a paradoxical application of progress imposed with astonishing social disruption and destruction now revealed. It has fostered massive industrial applications that, in the name of progress, have ironically destroyed or exhausted the resources required to keep the engine turning, indifferent to the displacement and poverty thereby engendered. In the name of economic development, wealth is centralized and transferred, and local poverty enhanced in the name of its eradication. There is no reciprocity in these banking transactions, no sustainability for the land, the air, the water, or the people who live in these places, the so-called beneficiaries of this capital endeavor, who somehow never see the return on investment. There are some who argue that the World Bank and IMF have outlived their purpose, that they are no longer effective tools for the future. There are some who argue that the true World Bank has been an unlikely, little-known agency called the Global Environment Facility, also based in Washington, D.C., and also engaged in the finance of large projects funded by international contributions, that has demonstrated that with an alternative application of value, financial outcomes can be envisioned and reached that are progressive, sustainable, beneficial, and equally rewarding, surely more rewarding over time. The list of GEF priorities is startlingly different. Sustainable development, human development, alternative energy generation to scale, internet access for communication and enterprise, basic nutrition, small-scale agricultural technology, fishery and forest management, irrigation and drainage services, bioregional landscape management, water protection, sanitation services, pollution controls, local transport and road construction, renewal and housing in urban centers, employment and training, secondary education, health services, each of these based on human and community needs and well-being, each of these providing a social return on investment that is constructive, future-oriented, and directly beneficial to its climate community. The program is informed by serving as a financial mechanism to five international conventions on biological diversity, climate change, persistent organic pollutants, mercury, and desertification. The grants program has provided over $580 million to more than 21,500 projects around the world. Its agenda for the future includes, quote, promotion of local, innovative, and scalable initiatives to protect the global environment in priority landscapes and seascapes to serve as incubators of innovation in such areas as sustainable agriculture and fisheries, low-carbon energy access, threatened biodiversity, ecosystems and species conservation, chemicals and waste management, and sustainable urban development, unquote. That's banking on the future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.